Hello, Linda. Okay, I've got a question. We're looking for a change of name application that was granted. We don't know when it is, and it's just for, basically, it's for a file matter. And so, is it possible? Because we have the former name of the individual, the assumed name, and their date of birth. Is it possible to see when, to understand when they actually filed for a legal change of name?
Unfortunately, you are not eligible to obtain information on anyone else's name change
Indeed.
due to
So,
privacy laws.
yes, and so what if that is. Oh, see, what if it's a question of fraud? What if it's just verifying that that is their current legal name?
You cannot obtain information on anyone else's name change. It's
Yes, what if
privacy
you're
laws.
trying to verify that it is actually a legal name? What's that? How? Because this person is using many different names, so how can we be certain which one is correct, which one is the one to legally serve them by?
I unfortunately, sir, you will not be able to obtain that information.
So you don't know who to sue? You have to just sort of throw a wide net? Okay.
Yeah,
Is that
I'm
your advice?
well, we can't give information on anyone else's name change, sir. We just can't.
So,
It's privacy laws.
yes, but there are exceptions to it. It's called the public interest. It's not supremacy, it's the. It's a public interest override. Anyways, most provinces carry that, so I'm trying to understand. So
Well,
now,
yeah, each province is different.
what is your governing legislation? Because I
We're
believe.
governed for that under the NAME Act.
Yes, but you just said you're covered by the Personal Information and Privacy Act, which is a different act.
Yeah, well, the
You said
privacy laws
it's,
state that we cannot provide information.
but there's the called the public interest override. If a person is claiming to be a woman and they are actually a biological male and they are using the assumed name to gain access to female-only establishments in order to sexually harass or assault underage minors, then actually the override is effective.
Okay, I don't really have any different information for you, sir.
Okay, can I get your name, please?
My name is Linda.
Linda, okay, and what about your operator number, whatever? Just so I can document it, I spoke
I am
with
a supervisor
Alinda.
here at the Vital Statistics Agency, so that's all you need to know. Okay?
In Victoria, right? Yeah, that's your office. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And have a
Okay, thank
great
you.
night. Okay, ciao.
Bye-bye.